Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Feeling like I'm shot out of a cannon. We've got somebody joining us that I haven't seen for a long time. He's a featured guest, I guess, this week. Don Cleaver's joining us. Ava, good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
We are here. We got some great stories coming up. We're going to talk a bit about invasives that they want us to eat. How about that?
Oh,
stay
yeah?
tuned for that. And Chris Winchester, we're going to talk about what's going on the river in Red Wing. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hello, everybody. Donald.
Well, good day.
Good
to be back.
Right. Is that an AI version of him?
No, it's the real deal.
It is.
I checked.
Wow. I thought it might have been a 3D kind of one of those things.
Gave him a little poke.
Well, you could have cut it out of a previous program.
We may cut you out of this one.
Yeah, I might not end up in this one. Since I've been gone a couple of
weeks.
We're
not ready for you to come back
so,
yet.
We love to give Don grief. And he always, you know, he always really steps up to give us, I don't know, pieces and parts that we can give him grief about.
Yeah.
And no kidding, off air, before we came on the show, he did it again. He swung for the fences and did it. You know, he sits down, he says, boy, I'm so glad I came back to this beautiful weather in Minnesota. And, of course, he was somewhere in Florida. I was just getting tired of that 85 degrees. Oh, Don, you know what? How about you just move on back and you can do the show remotely? How about that?
It's too hot down there. It's going to get hotter, too. No, it's not. Well, it was pretty nice. Got to admit. 60 in the morning and...
At least he's honest.
You know, we finally got a cloud. You know, I was there for a couple of weeks and finally got a cloud.
One happy little perfect cloud
hanging
out in the
blue sky. Having a regular
We've been
occurrence.
On a roller coaster, let
yeah,
me
we've
tell
been,
you.
Well, no, I think it's actually the most consistent period of weather we've had because we seem to get a snow, some type of storm at every Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
And then we get an 80-degree Friday.
Or 50. Yeah, 80-degree was one.
Yeah,
yep, 70, 74, whatever. And then, by the way, we're going
to... Back to 40.
Chill on down.
And give you some snow.
And then, yeah. So...
You know, when I planned that, I knew that's what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got to thank the weather.
I refer to this weather as EIEIO weather. You know what that means?
I do not.
Extremely icky, oppressive. That's how bad it is.
Extremely
it's bone chilling. Yeah, extremely
it's,
icky.
It's wet
a,
and
it's
cold.
It's a science term.
Anytime you get in the 30s and it's wet, it's cold.
It's cold. And then the wind.
And wind doesn't help.
No. Well. And that was probably the most Minnesota thing we could have said. Was, mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the wind, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, but here's the issue. You get the humidity when it's cold and a wind. That
bone chilling.
I'm sorry. There's nothing. You no matter what you do, dress for it. Absolutely. But it's the spring when it's you're not necessarily wanting to dress like it's 30 below, but yet.
Yeah, I had my Carhartt today, and it is what? 36 degrees out.
Well, it's supposed to be warmer today, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you know, it's supposed to be, I think, 57, I think, today, so it's not so bad. But this week was brutal, mm-hmm. wind-wise, brutal. But nonetheless, Don, it's good to have you back, even though you're complaining about the weather.
It's good to be back, trust me.
Well, we just complained about it for 3.5 minutes, so.
Yeah. I was going to go skiing at Lutzen this weekend. I opted to work on spring stuff so I can start to go fishing.
Yep, me too.
I'm thinking
fishing now.
Are we actually all going to go fishing this year?
Yeah.
We should.
Absolutely.
I'm going fishing.
No.
Me together?
But Don. Yeah, all together in the same boat at one time.
See, I think the warm weather has cooked his brain. All together, meaning we go together in the same boat, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He's down.
Wow.
We can do it.
I know we can do it.
You just have to invite me on your boat because I don't have a boat.
So. Permission to board, Captain.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's kind of how that works. But, you know, I have to laugh because right now we truly are in the middle of lots of seasons going on.
Yeah, transition.
Lots of transitions. You know, in the river we're going to be talking with Chris Winchester in a while regarding the river, what the bite's doing, etc. Migration of walleyes in the river. And it doesn't matter if you're whatever river area you're in, whether it's Pierre, South Dakota, or De Pere, Wisconsin, or out in Michigan, you know, the Maumee, you have a lot of different things that go on and transitions with walleye that run up the river. But you've also got what else season coming, Don?
Well, there's turkey season.
Yeah,
coming.
Turkey season.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. And, you know, you're looking at some of the earlier bites that are going on. Crappies, they're starting to go. And, you know, we talked about it last week, Don. You weren't here with it, but we were talking about the implications of forward-facing sonar with Rob Driesline.
Yep.
And I've reached out to some national bass pros, and I've got tentatively, I'm not going to say who, but I have tentatively some people that want to come on to talk about the forward-facing sonar and what it means to the BASS Elite Series anglers, and this one is a very well-known angler, so I'm excited for that. But a lot of things go on with that, with crappies, with whatever, and perch was a prime example, and they had 600% increase in the take rate of perch on Mille Lacs, so they've now dropped that limit to 5 from 20 on Mille Lacs.
Because of
their anticipation, because of the catch rate,
yeah.
And it's because of two things. Was obviously social media was one, but the big thing was the forward-facing sonar, because you could actually scope out where they were in the basin, which was Steve Felagy's point. Hey, these fish are, you're never going to find them unless you have that type of technology, and you can simply crush a school of fish and nothing flat. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, hey, stay tuned. We got Chris Winchester coming back. We're going to talk about a little forecast of what's going on in the river, other things to look out for, and how to be safe on the river all at the same time. It's going to be brilliant. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back, everybody. And, of course, we always like to have you check us out. Where do we have them check us out, Don?
On thevalleyoutdoors.com.
And Ava?
Facebook as well.
This is a participating, you know, everybody gets to participate in that part of it.
Right.
Lots of good stuff on the Facebook page. And more to come with, obviously, Don, you and the website are...
We're working on
next
it.
Best friends and yep. Doing a lot of things there and a lot more stuff to come as well.
Yep.
Future cool stuff, I think, is going to be happening. And speaking of cool stuff, not future, how about right now? Joining us is Chris Winchester, a longtime friend of mine and owner of Everett's Resort, one of the prime resorts that's located on the Mississippi River just north of Red Wing, right on the river. Launch facilities, the whole nine yards. Chris, good to have you with us. I'm glad you're able to join. This is the welcome to it's all happening right now.
The fish are going. Well, I appreciate you asking me to come on. Thank you.
Not a problem. And Chris, you, you're one of the many guides on the river, and obviously you've done a lot of guiding and fishing on the river, as well as you got to spend some time down in, was it Louisiana this year? You've been doing some guiding out there?
Yeah, I spend my winters in Venice, Louisiana. Yep.
And the funny part was you just can't seem to get away from the snow, can you?
No, actually, the first time it has ever snowed in Venice, Louisiana, in like the last 120 years of record keeping, and we had about 7 or 8 inches. So yeah, it was. I was glad to be there for it, but I didn't want to be there for it.
Sideways snow filled your boat up pretty good. That's pretty funny. But so yeah, you do some guiding down there too. So it's a lot of opportunities to go fishing with Chris if you ever wanted to go down there and do some big red fishing. That's kind of the cool part. As I said, Chris has been a longtime friend of mine. So as far as any of the reports and what we talk about, you guys, you can trust it as being honest. He's one of the guys out there that's he's straight up and straightforward with all the information, which was one of the main reasons we like to have a chat once in a while. And you just are been out fishing in this last week. And give us the trend. What's the trend happening right now, Chris?
Well, the river, we had some rain a couple days ago. I don't remember what day it was, maybe Thursday, Friday, something like that. I don't even know. Saturday. All the days now that we fish every day. So the river got a little bit of stain to it and it started to rise. We're at 5.4 feet, according to the Red Wing gauge today. A week ago, it was, 3 foot or just a little under. So we've came up a couple of feet. To some, that's a scary thing, but that's exactly what we want for this spring bite. It brings those fish, they like to stick their nose into the current and come up out of the lake. And two, it transitions the fish from being more of a nocturnal bite to a daytime bite. So don't let the higher water and the more current and the dirty water be a deterrent. It's a good thing. It's what we need to happen, and it's also good for the vitality of the egg. So it's good for us and good for the fish both.
Yeah, and that's a big thing to keep in mind. When they start coming up, they'll come up in waves, and they get a lot more water. It gives a lot more motivation to move up towards the dam and really give some more impact. But I think the important thing people need to realize when they come to the river, there's more places to fish than just the dam. I mean, isn't that it's a challenge for my part of it, because everybody wants to go to the dam, but I there's so many spots you can make a milk run from down at the lake where it just before it opens up into Pepin all the way up.
Yep, most certainly. And actually the bite has been better south of Everett's or downstream of Everett's the last week to 10 days, partly because I truly believe the boat traffic turns those fish off. When you start getting 100 or 200 boats over their heads, I think they get in a negative mode. But yeah, you could, I'll get back to yesterday's fishing, but all this week I've been able to go downstream and pull in on spots. I've been fishing the river for 30 years, and I fished spots this week that I've never fished before, and I caught fish in several of them. So, you just got to find a current seam. You got to just find an area where they're basically pulling over in the rest area and pausing for a little bit on their movement. And not all those fish come up to the dam. There's, Absolutely. There's all kinds of numbers thrown around, but there's a large percentage of fish that never even leave the lake to spawn. So they don't all come up here.
No. And Chris, the other thing too is as varied as the places are, so are the presentations that you're looking at putting out there. Let's give us a flavor. I'm a vertical jigging kind of guy. Ever since I've started fishing tournaments, sure. Jig fishing is a method that can win tournaments for you. But there's a lot of varied presentations that you can have. So don't forget to bring the load of rods and get them pre-rigged.
100%. And I've spent most of my last week pulling various rigs like the Buick rigs or Miller rigs, something like that. So, a rig with two plastics on it, and I've not fished any live bait at all. I've been catching much better fish on the plastics, although I'm maybe not catching the numbers that some people are. But yesterday I spent my day with a gentleman just pitching, just looking for a big fish, and we struggled. The southeast wind up the river at 20 miles per hour made it quite
an
a sport. But yeah, we got one real good fish, basically in Red Wing, and you know, some smallmouth and drum and other things. But that was the only good walleye we saw. But I have some customers here at the resort right now that caught several good ones yesterday afternoon. So, and a couple this morning, and I'm talking, 28 inch fish. So they're certainly showing up more and more every day. And there are some big fish around. And like I said, I think we were held captive by what we could fish yesterday. So that affected us a lot, but we put in hours and hours throwing a jig around and just didn't find them. But that's the day before I had 60, 15 to 18 inch fish. So there are plenty of numbers of fish. It just, we kind of switched what I was looking for, you know.
Now, you know, and making sure people understand, the Dubuque rig is, it's a different rig. It's basically a heavy jig on the bottom. You put a plastic on that. Then you're going to come up about a foot. It's a heavier jig, and then you come up about a foot or a foot and a half, and then you've got a three-way swivel. You tie a line on, and then that line goes back maybe 24 inches. And so you're fishing two baits, which you are allowed to in border water, and it's one rod when you put two baits on that one line, which makes it, obviously, with the number of people in a boat, it makes it a lot easier to make a presentation with that kind of style. There's other presentations as well, vertical jigging, and of course, you know, that's one of those things. But I think, Chris, the important part you just made earlier was you're looking at the spots. If you find a current seam, and with the water getting added in and some little cloudier water, it makes it a little easier to see that current seam, doesn't it?
Well, 100%, yes. And I kind of laughed because yesterday in 6 or 7 hours of fishing and the day before, I never turned a graph on. I had my GPS on because the only thing I cared about was how fast I was moving. Depth doesn't necessarily matter to me when I'm fishing current seams. I could be, it might be 6 feet, or it might be 15 feet or 21 feet. But more importantly, I want to be on that edge, on the, where the fast water meets the slow water. You'll hear us all preach about current seams, and that's the, the Bible of fishing the river is understanding how those fish set up on those seams. And I hear it every day, you know, 21 feet was the magic number, or 18 feet, or more importantly, I hear I marked fish all day long on my graph and we couldn't get them to eat. And I just smile because who knows what they were.
No, it's exactly so, right. I think the other important
thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the important thing, too, is I know several years ago I wrote an article called Cross Current Tactics. And, you know, the important thing to realize is those fish are going to be on the current seam, but they could be either on the inside edge of the current seam or on the outside edge of that current seam. And it could be also 100%. How does it intersect the break line? And where does that really where is that fish spot at? So when you start getting fish and you catch them, mark them on the graph, so that you can actually have the fish paint an image of what's going on. And then you start looking at the actual contour and you see what's going on with that seam and it paints a picture. Now you can do exactly what you were just talking about. You do that milk run to try and find those same kinds of spots and you say, oh, this is where they were. They kind of moved up shallower because the water is rising. So the fish will move and that's exactly what happens. They start moving shallower. So a lot of the dynamics scare people from the river, but don't let it scare you into trying something different. And I mean, my gosh, I mean, Chris, how many different rod rigs did you have in the boat?
Well, always this time of year, there's always Dubuque rigs rigged. And then there's always something for a vertical presentation. And then, you know, possibly yesterday, blade baits were a big part of the day. Miller rig. So there's probably 6 or 7. I pull three-way rigs and Rapalas a lot. So there's a lot of stuff, and some of it depends on how busy an area is. You know, maybe I have to maybe I need to fish the middle of the channel just to get away from, to have a spot I can fish, you know.
But put on that 5-ounce bell sinker so you can pull it up out of everybody's
100%.
Way. 100%. And those suckers will be there.
Yeah, and I just smile when you go right up the middle of the channel and you catch 10 of them, and then the guys with their quarter-ounce jigs move out there and try to catch them, and they can't. You just have to switch techniques at that time.
Well, Chris, the other
thing... yes, there are fish all over.
The other thing you find, too, is there's a ton of people that come up the river. They see other people, and they're like, oh, they're spot-locked or they're anchored on the spot, and then you just sit there. And
yes.
I'll tell you what, last fall was a prime example. I was coming onto the water, and a gentleman is coming off the water with a couple buddies, and he said, well, you might as well go home. It was on a Sunday. And he said, what, are we going to watch the Viking game? And he's like, yeah, it's a toss-up between which will be worse. And I kind of laughed. I said, well, he said, we got one fish for 5 hours. And the thing is, I said, what'd you do? I said, well, we were spot-locked, and the fish didn't seem to happen. And so I went up, as I had done, you know, earlier that week with some friends, and jigging a minnow. When you have a tough bite, plain jig, put a minnow on, and drift down inside of them so you're out of their way, and you drift down free and see what happens. And sure enough, in one pass, I had four fish right off the bat. One was a good one over 20, and in two more passes, I was done, and I went home. I went to get some fish for dinner, and that was it. But, you know, in moving and understanding that you're not going to sit on a spot and expect that it's going to work correctly, and don't do the same thing everybody else is doing, like you said earlier as well. Spread yourself out and see if you can't make something happen, because if those fish are moving up, you're moving down, you're going to contact them before they get to the big herd of people. And that's a challenge. So, Chris, speaking of herds of people, you know, there's been some chatter on social media that's been kind of disturbing, and it's unfortunate anytime you get this time of year when people are out there in droves, whether you're in De Pere, Wisconsin, whether you're on the dam up at Pier, South Dakota, or you're out in, you know, the Maumee River in Michigan, or out and doing that Ohio area. I should say Ohio for sure, on Lake Erie, or any of the other Grand River stuff. People need to be more, they really need to be aware of their surroundings, number one. And let's just be common and have some common courtesy with everybody. I mean, haven't you noticed it's a bit of a challenge right now?
Yes, 100%. And everybody that comes in is, you know, gee, I didn't think it'd be busy today. Or we're all in the same boat. There's no ice fishing really going on. You know, the inland waters are not open yet, so everybody just wants to get out of the house. We all got cabin fever. We have a boat sitting in the garage, and we want to use it. So it's, you know, I tell everybody to bring their patience, wear their PFD, and remember to put their plug in, and just enjoy the day out there. There is no reason to get uptight and upset, and you know, give each other a little room. I pulled up next to Tom Bully, was in town yesterday, and he was fishing a seam just upstream from town, and I wanted to fish maybe 75 yards above him. We were the only two boats in the area, and I pulled up and said, Tom, do you mind if I sneak in up there in front of you on that seam? And he waved me on and said, no problem at all. But I didn't have to ask him. I could have just pulled in. We were actually plenty far away, but it takes 3 seconds, and you have a quick little conversation about, hey, how's it going today? And so it's not hard to be polite, and you don't have to be rude. You don't have to bump each other over. You just you know, mind if I sneak in there? Yep, go ahead. You know, that's always the answer. Nobody's going to say no to you, but I enjoy having the conversation with the guy I'm fishing next to if I'm going to be that close. So I just want to be friendly.
No, you know? And you know, that's an important piece, because we're all out there enjoying the same sport. And, you know, it's a matter of chance when somebody does something. If you have the right bait and the right color on at the right time, you're going to catch some fish. But again, you know, when you're moving up to a spot in a big crowd, don't come in full blast. Don't drop the back into the boat and go slow. Keep the wake to a minimum. Make it easy for people to be comfortable with you coming up if you're just getting to a spot. If you're drifting a spot, control it. Idle back up. Don't plow through everybody and go high speed up river. And it doesn't matter where you're at. that's an important piece of it. And I think the other important thing that, you and I had both been looking at, where there's some commentary on social media about as well, is Mississippi River is unique in this way because it is also a big commercial shipping area for barges. And I think people need to realize is barges don't stop. They're not going to for you. And they have a path and they have a channel. They're going to go through that channel. And when they honk the horn, you need to get out of the way regardless. And yeah, it's real quick. Yeah, give me 30 seconds to your comments.
I've seen the worst this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I've seen it worse this year than I ever have. So yes, when you see them coming, they're slow moving. You know they're coming. Just get out of their way. You can go right back in behind them and fish away. So,
yeah, absolutely, Chris. Well, Chris, Chris Winchester Guiding out of Everett's Resort. You're going to be available and talk to him. Give him a call. The link will be on our website, thevalleyoutdoors.com. Chris, as always, thanks for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it.
I thank you. I appreciate it. And have a great spring.
You too, buddy. Talk soon. All right, and that is a wrap. This is the Valley Outdoors. We're really happy to have you with us, and thanks for Chris. Don, thanks for being here,
yeah,
making an appearance. Ava, as always.
Yeah, no problem.
We're here all the time. I'm Eric, and we are the Valley Outdoors. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the outdoors and be safe. See you, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.